Now, Israel is set to send special units to Nigeria to help find over 200 schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram militants. The decision follows a phone call between Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Meanwhile, the Nigerian leader has expressed optimism about unraveling the mystery of the missing students with the help of the international community. The Nigerian girls were kidnapped from their school in northeastern village of Chibok on April the 14th. So far, the United States, Britain, and France have said their expert teams have flown into Nigeria to help find the girls. This is the African nation also dispatched two army divisions to the border region close to Chad, Cameroon, and Niger on Saturday. Well, let's speak to Abba Yomi Azikiwe. He's the editor of the Pan-African Newswire, and he joins us via Skype from Detroit. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Azikiwe. Now, we already have expert teams from the United States, Britain, and France on Nigerian soil, and now Israel is going to add a whole other dimension to this. How do you interpret that?
I think the state of Israel has no right or nor any legitimacy intervening in the internal affairs of the African continent. They themselves cannot embark upon any type of genuine effort to relieve the suffering of people in the northeastern section of Nigeria, considering the fact that they themselves have colonized the people in Palestine for decades. In fact, the Gaza Strip is the largest open-air prison in the world. The African migrant population in Israel has been suffering over the last several years from extreme racial discrimination. Some 80,000 people are there living under the conditions of racism and Zionism. And this is being done with the tacit as well as overt support of the United States. So I think what's going on right now in Nigeria is an effort on the part of the imperialist states and their allies to further deepen their intervention in this country. It's an oil-rich nation, it's strategically located, and their principal concern is to, in fact, exploit the oil in Nigeria to even a greater degree that they have been doing over the last several decades.
Well, Mr. Azikiwe, looking at the actions of Boko Haram in the name of quote-unquote Islam, one really has to question that who is benefiting here, because what they are doing is against all tenets of Islam, is not benefiting the Muslims in Africa or the Nigerians, so to speak. So who stands to benefit from Boko Haram?
I think a number of elements, both externally as well as internally within Nigeria, are benefiting from these actions that are being carried out by the Boko Haram sect. First of all, there's a extreme amount of displeasure with the presidency of President Goodluck Jonathan. There are many politicians in the north of Nigeria, as well as within the military structure of the country, that have in fact utilized the incapacity of the Jonathan administration to resolve these internal security issues as a means of making a case for his removal from office during the 2015 elections. Also, we have to understand that the United States and the other imperialist allies of Washington are in a position right now to intervene militarily and in terms of their own intelligence apparatus into the internal affairs of Nigeria. This, of course, will weaken Nigeria's capacity for its own internal security even further. We've seen this repeatedly throughout Africa over the last several years with the intervention of the United States Africa Command, for example, in Mali, in Sudan, has not strengthened the capacity of these African states to stabilize themselves and deal with their own internal problems and security. It has, in fact, weakened that capacity, and it has, in fact, provided a rationale for the United States, France, Britain, and Israel to intervene militarily and in terms of their intelligence in the internal affairs of Africa. So this is something that is not going to benefit the African masses to any degree. And it's also significant to note that the situation in Nigeria, although it is claimed to be the largest economy in Africa, there's still widespread unemployment and poverty inside the country. There have been strikes on the part of people in the medical fields, the education fields, in the oil industry, and in the civil service over the last 2 years. So I think Nigeria is actually being set up by the United States and its allies in order to justify a deeper military, economic, as well as intelligence penetration of these structures within that country.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That was Abayomi Azikiwe, the editor of Pan-African Newswire, joining us from Detroit via Skype. Thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV, Mr. Azikiwe.